next one is conditional use number 2455, James L. Sturgis.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a tire and brake shop to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Northwest 400, Sussex County, containing 10.96 acres, more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Sussex Highway, which is Route 13, approximately 0.36 mile north of Woodyard Road, which is Sussex County Route 612. The 911 address is 11217 Sussex Highway, Greenwood, and the tax parcel ID is District 530, Map 5, Parcel 3.02. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's survey, a copy of the applicant's exhibits. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DelDOT Service Level Evaluation Response Letter and a copy of the staff analysis. And I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
Right. Zero complaints? Zero complaints?
Zero comments.
Zero comments?
Zero comments.
So all included, right, sir, within that would be zero complaints.
Well, we would, yeah.
It's one and the same.
If you would introduce yourself for the record, please.
Hello, my name is James Sturgis.
Thank you. All right, Mr. Sturgis, you heard what our director read into the record on your behalf. What would you like to add?
There's not much to it. This is just pretty simple. I just want to use my garage and be able to work on cars. That's really all there is to this.
Okay.
I'm not building anything. There's not going to be any significant amount of traffic coming in and out of my property. If I work on three or four cars a month, that's probably going to be about it. So I would just ask, based on the fact that I think this is a conform, you know, it's not a conforming use, but what's the word am I looking for here? Conditional use. I haven't been operating the shop because I've been waiting to get approval, so nothing is going on there right now other than just me working on my own vehicles.
Okay, so you work on your own vehicles now, and you plan to be open for business. Is that the idea?
You're gonna, yes, sir,
open your own shop. Okay. Let's see if any of the commissioners has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Butler.
So right by your place today. I've seen some higher story outside, some engines outside, and several vehicles. So with a conditional use, we always try to keep the neighbors in mind and keep everything nice and neat. And Jamie, can you look up, has that ever been violated before? Like February. So while he's looking, I mean, so we take in heavy consideration storage of oil, storage of engines, storage, you know, keep the yard clean, stuff like that. And make sure everything's stored properly with fire in mind.
Take me a minute if you have multiple questions.
You're fine.
While he's doing that. Do you have any employees? I'm just wondering, you know, is this a hobby?
I've got a friend that wants to come over and help me with this
okay.
Little.
And you're working on other people's cars. That's the issue. Oh, not.
Well, I want to be able to.
Well,
do
that's
that.
What I mean. Yeah, that's the goal. Okay. All right.
For the hours of operation.
Sunrise to sunset. I mean, I don't really even thought about that, to be honest with you.
Well, now would be a good time to think about it because.
So I would say between 8 o'clock in the morning and 9 o'clock at night.
I can assist, Mr. Chairman, just looking at the history. So there is an active constable's case on this property, and staff work. We were notified back in March of 2023 in relation to the accumulation of construction debris outside of dumpsters, more than 20 tires near a house and in the rear of the property. We investigated and it appears that that's what triggered the submittal of the application. So it's I think it was the trash and construction debris that initially caught our attention. So,
and that's been cleaned up. I've had three dumpsters out there and that's gone.
Okay, well, the concern, and Mr. Butler, I think, alluded to, is that out storage is not encouraged because it's outside where everybody can see it.
And understand.
Especially tires and automotive parts. Junk cars, we generally don't allow that. No cars for parts, nothing that doesn't have a title, a current title and a current registration.
There was a lot of stuff out there.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Chairman, these are the pictures I got today. Love the house, by the way.
Thank you. Pretty happy with it, too.
So are all those your vehicles that
yes.
are out there? Are they all tagged?
No.
So what we look at, this is where we put conditions on fences, having things, kept in a neat, orderly fashion. So this is why it's up there now, so we can address it now, instead of addressing it later when your neighbors call. So I think this will take some consideration on this to figure out what needs to be done.
So are you set up for proper disposal of automotive fluids?
I just take the fluids into Advanced Auto and dispose of them that way.
Have a on-site collection system of
just a tray that goes underneath the car, and when that gets filled up, I take that in and empty that.
Mr. Wales, I got a quick question for you. Probably more for the record. So when you take a residential structure and turn it into a commercial use, what's the process for that?
So it still requires a building permit. It's essentially you're fitting out a building, but it changes the building permit process. So if you, and actually there's three. There's an ag process, a residential process, all through go through plan review, and a commercial plan review process. The commercial plan review process, if you have employees or customers entering the building, is much more comprehensive and involves back and forth with the fire marshal. There's commercial code requirements, which are different to residential requirements. Now sometimes we can't process a commercial building permit until the land use decision is made. So sometimes a building permit might be pending or being explored, but normally the land use decision would go first and then the permitting follow.
Does that fall under conditional use also?
So it's the building permit is completely independent of the conditional use. One, regarding the use of the land, and the building permit is given the safety and occupancy and means of evacuation for the building. So I can look to see if there's been any building permit applications for the conversion of structures, but what they're looking for is employees, is it commercial, are there customers coming into the building? And the answers to those questions can affect the permit process.
Sorry, I was learning something also.
And you also have to go through the site plan process. If you get a conditional use, you'll have to have a, you have to submit a site plan.
So that I've got.
I have no further questions.
Would you like to see this?
Yeah, was that submitted previously?
I just got this today.
That's what I was wondering, because I didn't see one in the record. Yeah, you're going to need to submit
that. Hand that up to our director there, all the way on the end.
I'm assuming you'll want some sort of signage on the road, maybe to advertise your services.
No.
You're not going to require that. If I recall correctly, the garage is kind of connected to your residential, like your house, right?
It's adjacent to the house.
Adjacent, so connected with the.
There's a deck there in between the garage and the house.
Okay. Thank you. I don't have any other questions.
Wingate?
Just to clarify, I think you mentioned all the work, service work would be done inside the garage.
Yes.
Right. Okay. And now everything's stored inside.
Yes.
Once you get it cleaned up. Okay. Thank you.
Rears? Okay. Staff? No. White House?
No, for me, thank you.
Counselor?
None for me at this point. Thanks.
All right, sir. If you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anybody here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2455, James L. Sturgis? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2455? Anyone on the commission have any questions? Further questions or comments? Okay, there being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is conditional use number 2520, Twin Branches LLC.
This is an ordinance to grant a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a farm winery with tasting room and an events venue to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Broadkill 100, Sussex County, containing 38.66 acres more or less. The property is lying on the west side of Twin Branch Road, approximately 0.89 miles south of the intersection of Sawmill Road, which is Sussex County Route 238, and Twin Branch Road. The 911 address is 14756 Twin Branch Road, Milton, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 19, parcels 11.00 and 11.01. Submitted into the record, Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's exhibits, which included a conceptual site plan. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response. We have a copy of the staff analysis. We have a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department, Utility Planning Division, and I count 24 responses, including a petition with a total of 548 signatures. Thank you.
Mr. Whitehouse, before we do that, there's been a lot of attention given to this, so if you could describe how this one got to be to the conditional use.
So my understanding is that the property has a long-standing use for agriculture, and when a building permit was pulled for the conversion of the property, it generated a back and forth with staff during that permit's review. The question arose as to whether the activity is allowing customers and events on the property, and that process, prior to the building permit process being completed, identified that the use was for holding events and was for public assembly associated with the wine tasting, and it was identified that that was not a permitted use in AR1, and we asked the applicant to go through the conditional use process. Because it was identified at the building permit stage, we actually jumped the application up the queue quite considerably. It was submitted in April of this year and is being heard in November, which is a reduction of about 12 months off the application process. And that was due to the applicant wishing to pursue this matter immediately. So the answer to that is that there is a building permit application associated with this conditional use, but there's a chicken and the egg scenario that they must go through the conditional use process first and then circle back on the building permit. So.
Thank you. All right, sir. Mr. Willard, you and your clients get the patience award tonight.
Yeah, I sort of forgot why I was here, but...
Yeah.
Dare I say we should have started with a flight in this one.
It's amusing, if nothing else, but my name's Tim Willard. I represent the applicant in this case. That's Shauna Thompson right there on the left, her husband, Wayne Hawkins, and it's seated between them is Katie Hart, and she actually worked when they were working at behind the bar in the wine tasting room.
Okay.
Just from the get-go, because I called him as he was walking out the door, Mr. Hutt. He's a very pleasant guy, and I enjoy listening to him. He's so thorough, but I was getting a little tired of him tonight. But I wanted to point out, and he promised to give me a Yeti from Return Day. I haven't seen that, you know. But in any event, I have a petition here that Mr. Whitehouse has referenced.
Okay.
And it's a petition that was sort of done online with, and it's like an updated number for Mr. Whitehouse because it came in today. With 710,
nice.
710, and that does not include the 24 comments that came in directly to the county. So, Mr. Hutt, you know, he was, you know, 500. Can I send that?
So is that the new one? So we'll just scan all of that and replace it.
I will tell you this about petitions. Okay, no. I appreciate 700 is very impressive. I'd be far more impressed with 700 that were within a mile of this property. And I'm willing to bet you that some of those names on that petition live 200 miles away from here.
Yeah, I'm not arguing the weight.
Anyway.
Yeah, I didn't plow the field. It just
late
was,
and I'm crabby. You better
get it. You want the short version or the long one? So much of what was described as exhibits, it's...
Take all the time you need to make a record, Mr.
No, but I heard your admonition of the balancing records versus getting out of here. But we're ending the night with wine, so it doesn't get better than that.
There you go.
I'm going to give – I have booklets that I'm more comfortable going through them, but I see we'll have those – maybe the same exhibits up there, but I may refer to these as well.
That's fine. However you like to do it. Been waiting for 5 hours, so now's your time.
So the procedural history, I think, is somewhat accurate. They got their license for, it's called Twin Branches. It's LLC. They own the land. They got their liquor license, a farm winery license in 2020, and they were operating. And I tried to find out exactly what happened, but it seems to me the building permit issue kind of drove things, and they needed a commercial permit. And I'm going to go through you and tell you they went through that whole process. There's some, I don't know if it's a debate or not, but the farm winery license gives them the opportunity to manufacture, sell wine, and do other stuff, have a tasting room. Basically, the ABC commissioner has jurisdiction over alcohol. You have jurisdiction over land use. And sometimes the two get a little bit confusing. To the extent we're here tonight because they want to continue with their farm winery, which means manufacturing, selling, tasting, and they can also have food there and sell merch, if you will. But they want to do more than that, maybe have some weddings, mainly weddings venue, and you'll see it's a nice place for weddings, maybe other private parties as well as some public events as well. So this is just, as far as the law is concerned, this is an AR 11522 conditional use application for a farm winery event venue, which would include private events such as weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, and retreats. The community events may be things such as art shows, musical entertainment, where there'd be tickets sold. It wouldn't be private, but there would be special events, more than what is perhaps already allowed because of the farm winery. As far as the property itself, if you have a tax map also, these are my pictures. Yeah, if you can zoom out a little bit. Possible to zoom out? That's not. Not it, actually. Sorry about that.
11.01.
Also doesn't need it.
The property, if well, he's looking for that, it's located just northwest of Milton. So if you go through 16 Milton and there's a little par 3 golf course there, it's right back behind that. And actually, the drive to the property where the farm winery is almost a mile on a dirt road that after they got their commercial, it's actually 25-foot, pretty well-maintained dirt road. I was out there yesterday. And the tax parcel is 235-19-11 and 11.01, located west side of Twin Branch Road, approximately 0.89 miles south of intersection of Sawmill Road and Twin Branch Road. Yeah, there it is. If you can zoom out a little bit. Further, maybe. A little bit further. You can see, I mean, my point of doing that is seeing how isolated that property is. The farm winery is that patch, I want to call it a meadow, but it's in fact 10 acres, and that's right in the middle of, see that thin line headed up to Sawmill and 16? That's the entrance to it, and that's a 25-foot wide dirt road that gets back to the meadow there. And maybe if you could zoom in again. Comes into a culvert, and there's a pond right there on the right, and if you zoom in a little closer, and actually see the building that was built where they'd have guests and the parking lot right next to it. And to the left, which is looking west, I believe, is where there's 10 acres of vineyard, which is almost all planted, or at least 6 or 8 acres are planted. It's the property, as you can see, is surrounded just by woods mainly. The closest house is about a mile away at the entrance of Sawmill. On the west side is a nature preserve as well. So it's very isolated. Maybe if I could go to my photos now. And these are in tab one of your booklet, too, if you want to look at them closer up. That's good. There's the aerial view of it, and you can see where the road comes in by the pond. You can go to the next. Who's operating this? Jamie is?
You can use a wheel on the mouse. You can come down with a wheel.
I sort of left more comfortable with you doing it. So that's going around the corner. I just want you to see it's a really a beautiful sight, and the vineyards go up to the west there, and they're planted, I think, 2/3 white and then 1/3 grape maybe. Down to the left where you see it bears off to the left, there's more of a a farm warehouse, but all the way down to the left is where the winery building is, where there are six, I saw them yesterday, six, you know, big cylinder tanks and, you know, where you get, if you, I could get into the detail of a farm winery that's permitted, it's kind of complicated, but they make wine, they get wine in, they ship grapes in, they ship actually juice in, but the idea is to encourage the industry, the agricultural industry, and do it through also providing the tasting. Next picture, please. So that is, that's the house, and I couldn't give a good, better description of it than I did, but that it was Mrs. Harmon's house, Bernice Harmon, who lived there for years. And let's just say there may be some history of this house and alcohol and Blue Day sales, but that's not why they painted it blue. But yeah, but these guys, they bought it and fixed it up and spent a lot of time fixing it up, and it was known as the Harmon House. After they bought it, Shania and her husband, their kids came out here. It got, the entrance to it is not really practical for farming and big farming equipment because of the culvert and the pond. So they really couldn't do much with it. So it's kind of like a nature area anyway. And they spent a lot of time out there. And that's when it dawned on them as sort of people that like wine and nature to pursue this endeavor. Next picture, please. There's the vineyards looking back towards the tasting room. And as you can see, there's a patio out front. You can run through the next one. And inside, these pictures don't really do justice, especially Mr. Hawkins seems to have a real affinity to local hardwood. And they've used much of the hardwood surrounding the forest to make the bar and the tables really beautiful stuff. Walnut, some other really good wood. You can go to the next one. Yeah, that's a piece of walnut, I think. Outdoor patio. They just recently put blinds in there, so when the sun hits, you'll be able to, you know, shade the area. Next one. So if you can see, and we'll get into them maybe just for a second, the building permits, because they're kind of blatant in our face, when they had to realize this has to be commercial. And it was coming also, and I don't know the exact timing when we want to do weddings and things like this, because when you get your farm winery license, and I've done a few of these, and like that legislation came about on the heels of microbrews, which was kind of favorable stuff, encouraged it. Maybe it wasn't realized that, okay, this really should be commercial. That building itself has a fire marshal approval for 92 people, and it's on 2,700 square feet, which isn't big enough. 92 seems like a lot. But in any event, when they got dealing with the fire marshal, they got their plan approved. And if you look at tab, I'll get to the site plan in a second. If you look at tab 4 is actually their 2020 liquor license. At tab 5 is where they got, that was in April 1st of 2024, they got their plan from the fire marshal to do stuff, and it's not insignificant. They were gonna do the fire prevention out of the pond, but they needed to beef that up, so they put a pump station on the other side of that with a tank, a large tank. They put in all these sprinkler system and tried to make it, you know, kind of give it a steampunk kind of look. And that's, so in tab 6, you can see that they got final approval from the fire marshal for what they did. It's interesting to note, I'm not going to dwell on it, but on tab 3, you see a letter from, and I think I attribute it to Mr. Whitehouse, which was not correct, from Nick Torrance, which is a necessity to get a liquor license. And I've done this before in the Lawrence Lank days where, you know, you'd say, yes, this is commercial, you can have a restaurant there, but we don't have a dog in the fight as far as alcohol, which I think is accurate. But Mr. Torrance gave a letter. He actually used the word option. He said, it's zoned AR and they have the option to grow, manufacture, and sell wine on the premises, which maybe was a little outside his lane, so to speak. So I'll go to the site. Are there any more pictures, Mr. Whitehouse? Let's see. run through those. That's it. And the next I'm going to look at is tab 2, which is the site plan. And it's such a large parcel that there are two parcels, 1100 and 1101, that it's really hard to focus. But I think since you've seen the pictures, you might be able to identify it more easily. That is, it's possible he's left now, but if you can zoom in, you see where the pond is right there with the circular thing and the sort of right-hand side. And there's not much more to tell you about that because you've seen the pictures of it. The tasting room is there, the Harmon House, as we call it, the patio in front, the vineyard proceeds straight away. What's significant is that the parking square, rectangular parking space with designated parking can handle about 25. Along the outside of the road, there's another space for about 25. And where that horseshoe place before you get to the rectangle is, that'll handle probably another 25. Although it's not, they're not designated, that's hard ground, it's grass, and it's easy for, it'd be fine for parking. And like I said, maybe the pictures didn't do it justice, but this is not a dirt country road. This road has been built, is 25 feet wide, and it's pretty solid and dry. So I don't have much more to tell you about the site plan. You can see it in tab 2, and if you have any questions, we can address it. There's sufficient parking. As far as a CU, we believe this is not out of character since it's in an agricultural use surrounded by other farms and forests. There's no adverse impact on neighboring roadways, properties, or communities. The use is generally of a public or semi-public character and is essential and desirable for the general convenience and welfare. It's in low-density area. You're probably tired of hearing the language about that, but it allows agribusiness uses that support or depend on agricultural should be permitted. There's the DLDOT letter, and just as Mr. Hutt said earlier, the 5,500 number is there. They said it's negligible for this, even if they have a wedding, so it's not necessary, the TIS, that is. And that letter from DLDOT is in there too, in your booklet that I gave you, at tab 7. There's an engineering report. There's obviously on septic and well. There's no county infrastructure out there for sewer or water. Tab 9, I gave you the petition. Tab 10, I have my proposed conditions. I'll buzz through those quickly, and the proposed findings. Well, the use shall be limited to a farm winery, a tasting room, an events venue. The farm winery shall be permitted by the Delaware Alcohol Beverage Control Commission. Obviously, got to happen. And one thing that has happened because of the application for the events and the issue with the building permit, that the ABC yanked the their farm wire winery liquor license. And arguably, that you can't get a license unless you have county approval, and sort of that held things up. And that when there was some frustration, and I'm sure Mr. White has heard some of it, and we very much appreciate his attention to this. There seemed no reason why they shouldn't be able to get it and continue with the simpler farm winery process, even though they're asking for something more. And the something more that they're asking for, I think, is reasonable in light of this location. So it's desirable. There's a demand for it. I had one years ago that was denied because it was in a bad place, like at the corner of Plantation and whatever, no parking. So this is an ideal for nature kind of events. The events permitted by this conditional use shall include private events such as weddings, birthdays, anniversaries, or retreats, as well as community events such as art or craft shows or musical entertainment events may include food trucks. That's actually, I think, a provision of the ABC license as well. The development shall be consistent with the applicant's submitted plan. Vehicle parking location shall be designated as submitted on the site plan. There shall be designated parking spaces of at least 75 spaces. I've included hours of operation. The days and hours of operation for the farm winery shall be Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, except for Sunday, hours of operation shall be from 12 p.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday hours will be 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. No event shall proceed past midnight. Some event may be planned for Tuesday or Wednesday. So they've designated that. Signage is, there's already a sign in place out front, various signs as you go in, because it does, you wonder if, where is this ever going to come? So there's some signs saying it'll be here soon. I think one of them says stop whining. The dealt out requirement, final site plan must be before you. So that's all I got. I tried to be efficient.
Okay, well, we thank you, Mr. Willard.
I'd like to call Sean up unless you have questions of me right now.
We're going
to
find out. We'll see. Oh, I'm sorry. You, I thought you were done. Go ahead. Call whomever you'd like.
Sean, you want to come up here?
Shauna Thompson, owner, Twin Branch Winery.
You swear?
No, we don't swear. No, we never did. That's Board of Adjustments.
Sorry for the confusion. I think I warned you that you'd be sworn. But anyway, who are you and where are you from?
I'm a Sussex County original. I was born in Sussex County.
And what's your address?
My address is Pilot Point, Lewis. I grew up in Dewey. My mother's side of the family is seven generations in Sussex. My father had...
And the name of your mother's side?
Draper.
Okay.
And my father was Harry Bonk. He owned and operated King Cole Ranch and King Cole Cannery.
Did you ever work in King Cole?
I did. I did.
I used to shop there. That's what's scary. Getting old.
But anyway, you had talked about a petition being signed by anyone within a mile. We don't have anybody within a mile. So we would have had
that's
no
why
signatures
it would have been really
if we had
impressive.
Waited for that. Yeah.
No, it's fine. Your petition's in the record, and we appreciate it. And clearly, you're enjoying overwhelming support
we have worked really hard and really did work to comply with everything. I mean, okay. We did.
Well, that's why you're here.
So I just would like to add on that we have tried to keep the heritage of the vineyard itself, the area, the road, and we do we had the King Cole's. We promote our history as well as Sussex County's history.
Okay. It is.
But I mean other parts of it too.
Just instead of half pints, we're doing wine now.
Yeah. And we're sharing it. We're sharing it with other people. So we are getting other people into Sussex County based on it.
And you got a letter from Glenn Mandalis. I should bring that to your attention.
Okay.
I don't know if that hurts the application or not, but yeah.
Please, no.
That's all we have, I think.
All right, well, let's see if anybody on the commission has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Butler.
Actually, I don't have any questions. Very
it's
nice
your
place.
It's your night tonight, Mr. Butler. My goodness.
Yeah. Huh?
It's your night tonight. It seems like.
And it's deer season.
You should get extra duty pay.
I should. Hazard. Very nice place. Way back in the middle of nowhere. I don't have any questions. Very clean.
Good. Mr. Collins.
Since it's fresh on my mind from an earlier application, the road ownership. Is that all? What's the agreement for maintaining it?
The property in front is also owned by me, but through a different company. I do have a right of way, an easement. I have an easement with.
Okay.
Filed.
I'm wondering, thinking ahead, you could sell that property, or it get passed
down,
and it could be sold
off. Which is why I have an easement that is in place.
Excellent. I wonder if a road maintenance agreement required for something
it's
like that.
Really, it's not really.
And it's all your property. So
it
the,
is.
Yeah.
And if there's an easement, the other problem was that we didn't really have a clear easement, there was, you know, document, here it sounds like there is one.
Yeah, so if the winery property was sold, it'd be subject to the easement as it's deeded now.
Perfect, it's all recorded.
As you can see.
Anything else?
Nothing else.
Okay.
I have no questions about it.
Mayors?
No questions.
Staff? Thank you. White House?
None for me, thank you.
Counselor?
I had two. So one is, and everybody's looking at me to ask me why I'm asking questions at 8:22 at night, but it's 38.66 acres, is that the, so just so we're clear on what we're acting on, are you asking for conditional use for the whole property, or is it some smaller part?
No, I'm asking for conditional use for the whole, that 38 acres, because if we do anything in the vineyard,
right,
that would be part of that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure of that. And the other one was just one of the conditions was that some events may be planned for Tuesday or Wednesday. I don't know how we would condition that, because that, you know, are you asking for Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday?
Our current hours are what they are. If, in doing an event, it would be nice to steer them to hours when we're not already open.
Okay, all right.
So I would say that, yes.
I don't see an issue with it.
Yeah, no, that's why I was asking the question, you know, just how to word that.
It's remote, there aren't a lot of neighbors, it's not a noise issue.
Bottom shower on the day.
Yeah, so, yeah, just, I wouldn't restrict them, I let them.
Maybe hours of operation only?
Yeah, right.
Well, and there are hours that they propose, so, yeah.
They propose hours, but we can give them 7 days.
Just keep the same condition, but add Monday, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Just.
Because otherwise, it might as well just be, you know, because if you just say some event may be planned for Tuesday or Wednesday, you can just do it all 7 days anyway, so.
You talked about what they were doing, and I was trying to demonstrate how thoughtful we're being.
Oh, I know.
I get it.
Well, Mr. Willard, you're.
We were hoping you'd say.
You're nothing if not thoughtful, Mr. Willard, of course. Okay. Anything else, Counselor?
No, none for me.
Okay, if you'll take a seat nearby, we'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 2520, Twin Branches LLC? In favor? Yes, ma'am. You've been waiting all day and night.
I'm sorry.
So patient. Go right ahead.
I don't mind. Good evening now. My name is Shanna Mayo. I reside in Ellendale, but closer to the side of the winery.
Okay.
Twin Branch Winery is located exactly 3 miles from my home. I confidently speak for myself, my household, and my neighbors when I say we are all desperately missing having the ability to continue supporting our local neighborhood winery. Allowing Twin Branch, a family-owned and operated local business, to continue providing a gathering place for neighbors, including children and dogs, and tourists alike, will only increase the financial health of our community. If there is continued allowance of large developments to be built over farmlands, trees, and additional wildlife habitats, then why not a local business in a pre-existing location, which contains a farm that by nature supports native pollinators? As a Sussex County homeowner, an employee of Delaware's Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control, and a former small business owner, I implore you, the commission, grant the permits that will allow Twin Branch Winery to reopen. Thank you for your time.
Thank
Very
you.
Very nice.
Okay. Sir.
I'd be remiss. There were five people that were here because of the late hours, and they asked if it was okay to leave. And I said yes, they were in support. One was Katie Zimmerman, one was Amy Ray, one was Marcia Esposito, and one was Anthony Esposito, and one was Tom Foraker. Thank you.
On the record. Anyone else like to speak in favor? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to conditional use number 2520? Anyone on the commission have any questions?
No.
There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Thank you.